You're listening to the Crystal Archive Podcast, episode number 12. To episode number 12. This is Dwight House. This podcast was recorded on August 3rd and released on August 8th, 2007. I've been very busy lately, and my move to DigiPen to pursue a master's degree in game programming will be reducing the amount of time I have to work on the Crystal Archive significantly. Because of this, and the generous work of a great volunteer, the Crystal Archive podcast will have a semi-permanent guest host for a while. Please excuse any voice irregularities. He's had a cold lately. It's my great pleasure to introduce to you your host, Foxbird22.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Crystal Archive Podcast, episode number 12. And I am Foxbird22, just introduced by Dwight. Thanks for the intro there, Dwight. So, we have quite a bit of things to cover this time on the 12th episode, which is released on time this month. Yay, the 8th of August, so that's good news. And the first thing that we should cover is, who am I? Well, about a month and a half ago, I think, Dwight started asking for help with the fan art section, and I offered to help him, and he agreed. So he helped me out with the fan art and how to find it and how he does all of that, which is actually an interesting approach. He uses a program called Perl, and what it does is it generates all of the HTML coding that the website requires to list the fan art. And that makes life a lot easier. It saves literally hours of coding time. So the Perl program works awesome, and definitely makes life easier for finding the fan art. And also, Dwight started asking for help with the fanfictions, and I offered to help with that. And I've been reviewing the fanfictions for the past few weeks. I've finished 4 of them, and I have about 3 left, I think. So those are going slow but steady. And finally, Dwight was talking about how he's not going to be able to have time to do the podcast while he's away at DigiPen. Good luck over there, by the way, Dwight. We're all rooting for you. So I offered to help him out with the podcast as well. And he said that it would be awesome if I were to help out with the podcast, and I'm definitely happy to be here recording it for all of you guys. And, well, a little bit about me. I'm a 17-year-old college sophomore, and I'm going for a biology major with minors in environmental science and zoology. I worked at Hallmark Helpline, which was a community television service, as on-air talent and the producer of the show for 6 months. And what that was just where people could call in K-12 with Hallmark questions, and people would help them out live on the air. So that was a good experience. And also, I read a lot of science fiction and fantasy. I'm a huge buff with both of those genres. I also am writing a Star Fox story called A Collision of Worlds. It's currently in progress, it's not published yet. I'm by no means done with it, though it is turning out to be pretty long. So look for that when it comes out if you're interested. Right now, I do have my standalone prologue published, and that is called Sudden Invasion. And my story is going to be centered around Serenia's destruction and the invasion of the Imperial Solar System. So if that strikes your science fiction funny bone, then go ahead and check it out. You might like it. The prologue, Sudden Invasion, is rated T for minor adult themes and graphic description. And A Collision of Worlds, the real story, will be rated M for stronger adult themes and graphic description. So you might not want to check it out if you don't like either of those things. And if you want to know a little bit more about me, go ahead and check out my profile on fanfiction.net. Which is at http://www.fanfiction.net/u/110481/foxbird22. Alright, Nintendo stuff and Crystal stuff, the main point of the podcast. E3! Alright, E3 was awesome. You should definitely check out the Nintendo's part of E3 if you haven't seen it yet. It was a lot of fun and really cool. But the single most important announcement of all, the Brawl release date, is December 3rd, 2007. That's right, Brawl's coming out this year on December 3rd. It's definitely exciting. And Dwight's looking forward to it, I'm looking forward to it, I'm sure all of you are looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast. And for E3, Dwight said that there are going to be a bunch of new games, but no playable version of Brawl. This turned out to be more or less true. There turned out to be only 40 new games that Nintendo was working on, not 90, which was what was originally thought. Not all of the games were mentioned, and no Star Fox Wii game was even hinted at, which is a little bit disappointing because I'm sure all of us were looking forward to the Star Fox Wii game. There is still hope, and, you know, Star Fox hasn't gone for a single console without having at least one game. It's been on all of them, except for the SNES because that one was unreleased, but there's still a Star Fox game for it. So I think that it's going to happen, and the Game Developers Conference, which I'll talk about in a minute, is another chance for Nintendo to announce the Star Fox Wii game. So there's hope. It's still exciting. At E3, Nintendo was mostly focused on family entertainment, and they were talking about things like Wii Sports and getting all of the family involved in family fun. They also announced the sales and how the Nintendo Wii was kicking the Xbox 360s and PlayStation 3s, well, you know what, in the sales department. They also talked about Wii Fit, which is a fitness game for the Wii, and what you do on that is it's basically a game where you exercise, and it looks like it's a lot of fun. It's a good way to have fun while you're exercising. And what you do is you just kind of balance, do some poses, and it's all interactive with the game, so it kind of shows your body mass index and how you've been progressing with your workouts. So it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. And also, they've been talking about new controllers in addition to the Wii Remote and Nunchuck that were announced at E3. The first of these is the Zapper, which is literally a gun, and that looks like it'll be a lot of fun. They also announced the Wheel, which is what I'm most looking forward to, the Wii Wheel. And that's going to be released to accompany Mario Kart Wii, which I'm also looking forward to. So the Wii Wheel looks like it's going to be a lot of fun once it comes out. It's kind of like the wheels that used to go on the old Nintendo 64s and all of the other consoles. I personally like wheels. They're a lot of fun. Good and refreshing way to get away from the old-fashioned controllers. But definitely Mario Kart Wii. Can't wait for that one to come out. And also the Wii Balance Board, which is for Wii Fit. And what this is it's kind of like a scale. It looks like a scale. And what you do is you stand on it and do different exercises on it. And the game senses your movement, and the balance board senses your movement. So that's how you are literally in the game doing the exercise. So that looks like it's a lot of fun. And Brawl news. The first truly new character, Ike from Fire Emblem, was announced 2 days ago, when this podcast was recorded, on August 1st. So that's definitely good news to have a first truly new character into the Brawl games, into the Smash Brothers games for Brawl. And now, because of that, now that Ike's been announced, there is nothing from preventing Crystal to be announced on Dojo, now that a new character has been revealed. So that's definitely good news. And also just this morning on August 3rd, Brawl will have a new Adventures mode, which is single player, where the story will be linked together rather than having multiple haphazard levels. If you remember from Melee, you go to different levels like the Underground Maze and then to the F-Zero level, which is a kind of weird transition, but with the new Adventures mode in Brawl, it looks like it's going to be more of a side-scroller, and instead of fighting playable characters, you'll fight the assist trophies and small enemies. If you want to learn a little bit more about the Adventures mode, go ahead and check out the link in the show notes. It looks to be a lot of fun. And Game Developers Conference, which I just mentioned a minute ago. And that is going to be set for September 5th, 6th, and 7th of this year, 2007. At the Game Developers Conference, Nintendo will probably make more Brawl and new game announcements because they have in the past. So that's good news. Keep your fingers crossed. Star Fox Wii is still a possibility. I hope it's a possibility. I think it's gonna happen. It should happen. If not, we're all gonna be very, very mad. And Crystal in Brawl. Well, Dwight found a summary by SoccerFreak16 about why Crystal will probably be included. And these are actually really, really good points, so here they are, three of them. Crystal is the most requested female character in the US and Japan. and I know I'm going to pronounce this name wrong, so bear with me, Masahiro Sakurai said on the older Brawl site that Star Fox was the second most talked about franchise, and Crystal was tied for second as the most requested character. Crystal was tied with Claus, Ridley, Diddy Kong, and Ike. The latter one was just confirmed. And the third one is Crystal has as many active roles in games as Peach. And there are three of them, Star Fox Adventures, Assault, and Command. So check out the link for this, it's definitely interesting. So, site news, lots of stuff there as well. And the most biggest other important announcement is that the transition to version 3 is complete. Hooray for version 3, it looks awesome. Definitely check it out if you haven't checked it out yet, but I'm pretty sure you've checked it out if you're listening to the podcast. So yes, it definitely is awesome, and Dwight did an excellent job on the new redesign, so great job, Dwight, we love it. And the Crystal blog is integrated into the homepage now, so you can comment on any post there. This is different from the old version, where the updates were on the main page. Now the blog posts are on the main page, which definitely, I think, looks better and is a lot easier to use. Also, Dwight is now using WordPress, and this is a program that allows us to make everything easier to manage with the blog posts and whatnot. It's definitely a highly functional way to go about this, so that's useful. And the article section has recently been updated with current information, so check that out. And also, Dwight started a new section on the Crystal Archive called the Download section. And what this is for is it's for you to send Dwight the stuff you've made, like wallpapers and other things, and he will list it there for other people to download. So right now, there are two wallpapers and one Crystal Archive signature, so go ahead and check that out, download those if you want, and make sure to let Dwight know if you have something you'd like to add. And the link for this new section is crystalarchive.dwightdesign.com/downloads. Check that out. And more recent news, we just featured Kool-Aid Girl, who is an awesome artist. You definitely are going to want to check out her art. And also a crystal statue on eBay. This one was definitely fun to learn about. Dwight just posted this a couple of days ago. And it's got about 10 and a half hours left, and this was on the 3rd of August, so when this is out on the 8th, it's going to be over, but you can still check it out and see some pictures of what it looked like. And I'll go ahead and describe it for you guys so that you know what it looks like. Well, it's Crystal. She's in her Adventures outfit, and the sculpture looks like, if this is real size, if the image is real size, it looks to be about 5 or 6 inches tall, maybe, and about 3 or 4 inches wide. She's on a little stand. And she's not in any of her combat poses. She's standing there holding her staff upright. And I actually think it looks really, really good. It's really cool. I like it. So definitely check those pictures out. And Dwight said that he was seriously thinking about bidding on it, but he hasn't had the time to set up an eBay account because of all the Digipin preparation. So if it doesn't end up selling, then it will probably be relisted, and definitely watch out for it and bid on it if you want to buy it. It's not a bad sculpture at all, but Dwight personally says that he's seen better. I think it looks good though. And new fan films. There are a total of 6 added now, which brings us up to 36 fan films. 36 fan films, that is a lot. They're all awesome, they all look really cool. Definitely check out the new fan films. And new fan fictions as well. There's now a total of 22 of them, and here's a list of the new ones. Halo Violet Operation by Commander Stag, just from Mead. Star Fox G-Wing Call to Arms by SF Ghost. Star Fox Villains Return by V Star Fox. And A New Enemy by Voice in the Night. Those are all really, really good. I suggest reading them if you have the chance. They're excellent stories. And I'm still trying to get through with the story reviews. I'm trying, please bear with me. I am reading all sorts of other stories on fanfiction, as well as writing my own. I think there's about 3 left that I am going to be reviewing shortly, and those should be up by the middle of this month, so they'll be up for you to read. And let Dwight or I know if you'd like yours to be listed, and go ahead and check out the policies in the fanfiction section. The story obviously has to feature Crystal, can't have any adult themes or anything like that. They can have minor adult themes, but try and keep it T-rated or below, because the Crystal Archive is rated PG. And Internet Explorer 6, a little bit more about what's going on with that. Well, it can't handle rounded corners. It's as simple as that. And the site works perfectly fine with Internet Explorer 6, but if you want to see the shinier version of version 3, you're going to have to get a newer browser. This rounded corners problem was a known problem. Dwight knew about it before he started the redesign, but it's just going to take too long to fix it. So if you're running Internet Explorer 6, Dwight recommends you go to browsehappy.com and upgrade. And also, the Serene Translator has been redesigned. Check it out, it definitely looks awesome. It can now do real-time translation. So check out the link, sarian.dwightdesign.com. Dwight reprogrammed the whole thing from scratch, and it definitely works awesome. I'm going to try and learn the Serene language. That'd be pretty cool to learn. But it doesn't look like I have very much time to do that yet, but if you have the time, play around with it, check it out. Maybe you'll be able to learn Serene fluently. That'd be pretty funny if somebody actually did that. That'd be awesome. And Star Fox Online. Dwight has also been working on the redesign for that. He's trying to finish it up before he leaves for Washington for DigiPen. So go ahead and check out the new redesign. It looks really cool. There's a link to that in the show notes. And let Dwight know if you have any comments about it. I'm sure they'd be very much appreciated. And last Friday's Star Fox talk, I'll talk about that in a second in case you don't know what it is, was talking about the redesign, and it's more or less been settled on. So look for that in a few days. It should be done, hopefully. Dwight hopes to have it done before he goes, and that'll look awesome. And yes, the Star Fox talk is every Friday from 7 o'clock Central Time until midnight Central Time, so it's about 5 hours. There's a link on starfoxonline.net. Go ahead and check that out if you want to join the Star Fox talk. It's a public chat room on Meebo. You don't need to have a username or anything. You can just go and talk about Star Fox. It's a lot of fun. Also, the podcast is now available directly on the site, which is a good thing, so you don't have to go to Odeo anymore to listen to the Crystal Archive podcast. Okay, so that wraps up all of the news, and we can go ahead and get into the comments and questions section now. And our first question is from Galaxia Fox. And Galaxia Fox asks, why is the Crystal Archive rated PG? And Dwight's response, as I explained in the policies article, I intended the Crystal Archive to be appropriate for everyone, young and old. So the site has nothing worse than furry girls wearing bikini tops, which is what Crystal is dressed like in Adventures. And my response, I agree with Dwight. There are a lot of younger Crystal fans out there, and it would be too inappropriate to host mature content on the Crystal Archive. Appropriate fan art cannot have Crystal wearing anything less than what she is wearing in Adventures, and appropriate stories cannot have serious adult themes, strong language, or graphic description. And our next question is from Bradley Spores, and Bradley Spores writes, there are a lot of fan arts and fan films. Don't you ever get sick of seeing the same footage of Crystal over and over? I was also wondering if you ever thought about having a Dwight's Picks section featuring your favorite stuff. And Dwight's response, the fan art is always different. I see the differences between each artist's style and concepts, so fan art doesn't get old with me. The fan films are a bit different. They do start looking like repeats sometimes, and I get a little bored, but every once in a while, someone will make a really new one that shows the footage in a new way. That's enough to keep me interested. And my response, I am pretty much like Dwight. The fan art is always different, and every artist has a different approach, technique, and skill level, so the images stay interesting. As for the fan films, I don't really care for the ones that show the exact cutscene all the way through without much modifying. I prefer the ones that are edited to different lengths, showing different parts of the cutscene in different places. I also like the ones that use transitions where two or more of the same cutscenes overlap each other. Not to mention the music. Gotta have good music. We already do something kind of like Dwight's Picks with the occasional featured artist blog post, like the one that we just created and posted for Kool-Aid Girl. So those are the comments and questions. If you have any that you would like to send to Dwight or I, our email addresses are listed in the show notes. Dwight's email address is dwighthouse@gmail.com, and my email address is itwpdname@yahoo.com. So, this was the Crystal Archive podcast episode number 12. Hope you guys all enjoyed it, and make sure you stay tuned. The next one will be coming on the 8th of next month.